Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. Education Minister Dharmender Pradhan has said that Cabinet's approval of PM Vidya Lakshmi with an outlay of 3,600 crore rupees will remove obstacles to higher education and enable the country's youth to pursue their dreams. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan highlighted that collateral-free and guarantor-free education loans under PM Vidya Lakshmi will maximize access to higher education for meritorious students. He said that this scheme will ensure that financial constraints do not prevent students from pursuing education. He said that education loans under PM Vidya Lakshmi will be facilitated to students securing admissions in the top 860 higher education institutions of the country based on the National Institutional Ranking Framework, NIRF. Mr. Pradhan said this will cover more than 22 lakh students every year. The government has decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing the media yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Vaishnav said that FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said the infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday launched a nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said that Digital Life Certificate Jeevan Praman is the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for digital empowerment of pensioners. This year, 1,900 DLC camps will be held in 800 cities and towns with more than 1,100 nodal officers. 1.8 lakh Gramin Dak Sewaks will provide services at the India Post Payment Bank camps to be held in 785 cities and towns. The pension disbursing banks will conduct DLC camps in 157 cities and towns. Alternative non-digital methods will remain available for those who are unable to access the digital platform. Pensioners can still submit your life certificates through traditional means such as visiting pension offices or using post offices. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is observing Adoption Awareness Month 2024 to encourage legal adoptions in the country. This year's theme for the month is Rehabilitation of Older Children through Foster Care and Foster Adoption. The Central Adoption Resource Authority, CARA, has planned a mega campaign along with other events to draw attention to adoption-related issues with an emphasis on the adoption of children who are older, have special needs, or are currently in foster care. As part of the annual campaign, the ministry is celebrating the occasion in Lucknow on the 21st of this month in Uttar Pradesh. CARA will also launch a special campaign for online events. Nagaland Super League is in preparation for the official launch in December. The event is set to become as one of the biggest sports events of Nagaland with the aim to make it the most attractive football league of the region. It is a collaboration between the government of Nagaland, the Nagaland Football Association and the Nagaland Olympic Association. The first edition of the Nagaland Super League will feature 8 franchises and the matches will take place at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima and the newly constructed football stadium at the police complex in Chumukedima. Cash prizes of 10 million rupees have been earmarked for various categories from the winner of the league to the 8th position. Each participating team will also have a revenue share of the league, including ticket sales and sponsorship agreements. The organizers called upon all stakeholders and sports enthusiasts to collaborate and partner with the Nagaland Super League in order to collectively move towards promoting Nagaland and advancing the vision of empowering the youth through sports. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.